Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Sam Hopkins for a two-part interview, first talking about the history of Baltimore club music, which is a unique feature to our town and something, frankly, I didn't know anything about, but is one of the things that makes Baltimore great on the world stage. Let's talk a little bit about the history of Baltimore club music. Where did it come from? Why did it become internationally important? Who are the players that have driven this thing in town?
Well, it's interesting. It's a sort of an outgrowth of house music and dance music, which has its roots back to, you know, rhythm and blues and going into the 70s disco, and then sort of the beat picking up over the years, the availability of electronic, means of creation increasing over the years, and then ultimately getting into the hands of a lot of people in cities like Chicago and Detroit, where it turned into house music and techno, respectively. Taking on some sort of cultural aspects related to the Great Migration, a lot of the church music tradition combined with a sort of mechanical influence of industry in the 20th century, and then being reinterpreted over and over in places like Britain, Brazil, Baltimore.
And yeah. If you could describe Baltimore club music, it's got a quick beat. It does have a quick beat.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's around 130 beats per minute. So, you know, if you think 2 beats per second being 120, then it's a little faster than 2 beats per second. I would describe it sort of as on the hop. It's an upbeat music. Characterized by a lot of sort of shaker sounds, which come from some particular records, one called Sing Sing by a disco band called Gaz that were European. There are certain tropes, certain sounds you expect to hear. There's a kick drum pattern that is pretty central to the genre. You know, as I got to know Baltimore and as I got to hear more Baltimore Club, the pace of the two matched.
And we have some pretty famous DJs, right? What is the guy's name?
Scotty B.
Scotty B.
Yeah. Scott Rice was raised in Park Heights. His great-great-great-grandfather was the first ordained rabbi in the United States. And his brother was a local official in an Israeli town. And he was one of the godfathers of Baltimore club music, because he grew up in Park Heights and he was in this cultural milieu. And though he was a Jewish kid, you know, this was what felt, you know, right to him as artistic expression, and really came to define the style, and still DJs, you know, every weekend to this day.
And where are the pockets around the world that people will say, oh, I'm a huge fan of Baltimore club music?
I think Britain, I think, you know, especially like London, with their own music dubstep having gone global, they have an affinity for dance music in general, and a lot of what came out of Britain in the early 90s informs. I know that Scotty and, you know, Rod Lee and those guys, when they were making club music in late 80s, early 90s, were buying a lot of records from England. So there was sort of, mutual inspiration going on there. And in Japan, they're huge record collectors. I mean, they love jazz. There are Japanese people and French people who come over to Baltimore every few months to go to the record show in Arbutus at the Fire Hall.
Sam, thank you for joining me today. It's a really interesting topic. For more of this interview with this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org, and definitely go on YouTube and listen to Baltimore club music. Thanks.